Hello, and welcome to the Healthy Balanced Birth and Beyond podcast. I'm Olivia, your host, and on this podcast, we will talk about everything related to the journey to conceive, pregnancy, labor, birth, postpartum, parenthood, and beyond. This is a safe space where birth professionals, birthing people, expectant parents, and partners can come on and share their knowledge or personal experiences with our listeners. The goal of this podcast is to create connections, share stories, information, and resources to educate and empower people in their own personal journey. Good morning, listeners, and welcome to this week's episode of the Healthy Balanced Birth and Beyond podcast. So this week, I wanted to do something a little bit different. I'm going to be doing more solo episodes in between the episodes where we have guests on the show chatting with us about numerous things. But this week I wanted to talk about what's currently going on in the world, and I have generally been trying to not talk about it because everybody's talking about it and it is causing people to stress and panic and worry, because we currently don't know what is going to happen next with this coronavirus, right? None of us know. This is new, this is scary, and it is impacting everyone in every single way. It's impacting us physically, mentally, emotionally, financially. It's new territory for us. So I just want to preface it with, I know that these times are hard. I know that there are good days. I know that there are bad days. I know that our bodies are definitely responding to the energy that is being put out into the world. And a lot of that energy is fear, and scary feelings. So I just wanted to talk about the fact that I touched on it in my Instagram post the other day, that it is okay to have a range of emotions and a range of feelings that happen on a daily basis. And it can go from feeling happy and joyful because you're home with your family, if that's what your current situation is. And it can go to frustration and tears and anger that this is the current situation in the world. But then it's also important to take into consideration that there are people who are by themselves. And it can be lonely, and you can feel depressed and sad, and you can miss your friends and your family. So there are just a lot of aspects, layers, I guess, that we have to consider while talking about this entire situation. I don't even really like to talk about it because I'm just ready for it to be over and for us to be able to move on with our lives and not have people be sick and potentially dying from this virus. So I just wanted to shed some light on the importance of sitting with your feelings and feeling your feelings and communicating your feelings with people. If you're feeling like you're alone, you're not alone. You have people to reach out to, or if you feel like you don't have people to reach out to, reach out to me or reach out to anybody, essentially, because there will be somebody who understands to a degree what you're going through. It's not going to be the exact same situation, so they won't fully understand it, but just opening up and talking about how you feel about things is so important, especially to our mental health. Mental health is important in general, but it's especially important right now because everybody is being impacted by this. And it can be causing you stress, anxiety, depression. It's difficult right now. But I guess one of the things that I really wanted to get into was the fact that I have seen so many people talking about how it's been very different to have their children home and have to homeschool them and have to have a very rigid schedule, whether it's schooling or a food schedule, that sort of thing. There's been kind of one side and then there's the other side where it's like, okay, don't have a routine. This is never, nothing like this has ever happened before. It's new for them. It's new for you. Do your best. And oh, that's, if that works for you, then I think that's what you should do. And then some people need more structure and need more of a rigid routine. And if that's what works for you, then that's what you should be doing. I don't think that there should be this pressure that we have to be doing these things that we see someone on Instagram doing or someone on Facebook doing. It's all what works for you and your family. And if this is a time where you need to slow down and be with your family and not have a million things to do and just soak in those moments, then by all means do it. But if it's a time where your family thrives on structure and routine and wants to be doing things, then do it. I just want people to take the pressure off of themselves right now, because there's already so much pressure with what's happening in the world, and it's already impacting us and our mental capacity. So do you, I will say it all the time, whatever works best for you and your family is what you should be doing. And I just want to remind people of that right now, because it's hard when you see someone who's doing all of these things or none of these things, and then you start thinking, oh my goodness, should I be doing this? Should I not be doing this? So I just want people to focus on what feels good for you, focus what feels good for your family. And that's what we should be doing right now during this time, because like I've said a couple times now, this is new territory for us. We've never been here before. So just giving yourself some grace during this time is very, very important to all aspects of your health. But the other thing that I wanted to also open up a conversation about was, what do we think that this virus has taught us? Because I think there could be a range of answers at this point. But one thing that I've been trying to do is find the silver lining amongst all of this, because I am a very extroverted person and I like seeing people and I like being out and about, and hugs are one of my most favorite things in this entire world. And I really am missing that, and I'm ready for that to come back. So I've been trying to look at what this has to offer us right now. This virus has been essentially, I don't know how many days I've been home now, probably 3 or 4 weeks, where I haven't actually gone out to the store or anything. And so it's very different for myself and very different for Tallulah. And I'm very curious how things are going to go once this quarantine is lifted. But I just wanted to stop and take a minute and think about what this virus could be showing us. So for example, I think first and foremost that this virus has shown us that we need to be practicing better hygiene. The fact that there have been so many new commercials that are talking about the importance of washing your hands as though that wasn't something that we should already be doing is kind of mind-blowing to me in 2020. You should be washing your hands with soap and water when you have the opportunity to do so, and after you go to the bathroom and after you do things where your hands get dirty or messy or yucky or whatever. And we also need to be mindful of the fact that if we're not washing our hands, that we are going to be spreading germs. I even posted a Real Talk Tuesday on my Instagram feed about the importance of washing your hands during cold and flu season and not coughing into your hands and then proceeding to touch everything. And even before this quarantine was put in place, I remember I was at the grocery store, and I'm extremely mindful of cold and flu season in general because I have multiple people in my life who are immunocompromised, and I also have a daughter now who is about to be 9 months old, and so I was trying to make sure that I didn't touch things that people who were sick had already touched. And I stopped and I looked around at the grocery store to see how many people were literally coughing in their hands and picking their noses and then touching the food or touching multiple things in the aisles, multiple products. And so there were times where I literally did not buy certain things from the store because I had seen somebody cough into both of their hands and then touch exactly what I was going to go get. And this was before this whole virus happened. So I just think that it's important to remember that we should be practicing basic hygiene, and we should be mindful of the things that we're doing and the things that we touch, like our faces or our mouths or our noses, before we go touch something else, or before we shake someone's hand, or before we open the door. We have to be paying attention to these things because this is what's led to this virus spreading at such a rapid rate. So that leads into the next point that I have, which is the importance of taking care of our bodies in every way that we can. We only have one body, and the fact that this virus is taking away people who had these underlying issues before they got this virus is horrible. And it's just, it's very, very sad. And the importance, oh gosh, I mean, I just find myself at a loss for words when it comes to explaining this. We have to be paying attention to the things that we're putting into our bodies, that we're putting onto our bodies, but especially when it comes to food consumption and alcohol consumption, we need to be paying attention to that. And I'm not saying don't have whatever your comfort food is or something, or have a drink here and there. I'm just saying we should be paying attention to the ingredients of what we are putting into our bodies, because those impact our bodies in the long run, whether we care to admit it or not. So I think that there needs to be more of a balance of eating the food that is nourishing to our bodies, that provides us with nutrients and makes our bodies function well, function properly, compared to foods that may not be the healthiest option, but we really, really love, because I think that there's an importance to have both. And I think that we should be paying attention to the balance of that, basically. And then also, besides the food portion and the alcohol consumption, we need to be paying attention to how our body feels, being in tune to our body and what's going on within our body. Because if you're not paying attention to what's going on with your body and you are running crazy, whether, and I honestly feel like it's part of just our society. Our society is go, 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 go. And if you're sick, you have to keep going. And I really, really hate that about our society. I think that we have a lot of work to do in regards to career stuff. I mean, people feel like they have to just keep going, because if not, then they won't have enough money to pay for things, or they'll get fired from their jobs. And I think that there needs to be more of an understanding of, okay, if this person is sick, this person needs to be able to stay home and heal their bodies for themselves, but also so they don't come into an office and infect other people. And if we don't take the time to slow down and take care of ourselves, that is where we start to create underlying health issues that we might not realize if we're not in tune with our bodies. And it kills me. It kills me to see people so stressed out. It kills me to see people burning at both ends and being burnt out. And I really, really think that there's so much work to be done as a society to change that. And I really hope that this virus shows us that and shows us the importance of making sure that we are taking care of ourselves in general, not just when there is a pandemic going around. I feel like I could keep talking about that, but I don't want to just keep repeating myself. So it's important to take care of yourself, mind, body, spirit, mentally, physically, emotionally. And if we don't do those things, we will end up sick. Okay. And the next thing that I wanted to shed some light on is the importance of being present during this time, if you can be, which I think that there is always an opportunity to slow down and be present in every situation. But I think we've also become so accustomed to spending time on our phones, a lot of time on our phones. And right now that we are home 24/7, that is what a lot of people are doing. And I'm not saying don't be on your phone at all. I'm just saying be mindful of the amount of time that you spend on your phone, because that does impact you, whether you realize it or not. if it's what you're consuming when you are on your phone impacts your mental state, and your emotional state. And also, if you're just sitting and watching TV or sitting on your phone or playing video games, it's taking away from other things that you could be doing. And I will say it again, I'm not saying don't do these things. I'm just saying be mindful of the time that you are spending doing these things, because it ties into your overall health in regards to your body. Your body needs movement. It's important for your body to move. It's important for you to be present. And with all of the social media and the news that's currently happening regarding this virus, if you spend too much time paying attention to that and only that, then that is going to cause you to stress out, and it is going to cause anxiety, and it is going to cause you to be more scared. And I'm not saying that this is not a scary time, but if this is all that you're consuming, that's all you're going to think about. And that can lead to impacting your sleep, impacting your appetite, impacting just every single part of everything that's going on. Like, I don't know how else to say it except to say that we need to slow down. We need to be in the present moment, and we need to be doing things that are going to help us be healthy during this time. Because if we aren't attempting to do those things at all, it's going to have even more of an impact on everybody, whether it's for as long as this quarantine continues or once the quarantine is lifted. It's going to impact us. And there will be effects from this quarantine that we feel in every way because of how much it is impacting our entire world. I know that. I'm not saying that it's not going to impact us and that you should be happy all the time and that you have to do these things to take care of yourself. But I think that there needs to be a balance where you can realize, okay, I've been sitting on my phone too much, or I've been watching too much TV and now I'm stressed out. Or I've been working my butt off and I'm exhausted and I really need to sleep. So I understand that there are certain situations where you may get burnt out, and that happens. But I think that being mindful of that and realizing, okay, I'm burnt out, I'm exhausted, I'm tired, I need rest, I need to do something to move my body is so important. And another thing that I wanted to talk about is the importance of talking about our feelings, which I touched on at the beginning of this episode. It's important to talk about your feelings and communicate how you're feeling. And we're lucky enough to live in a world where telehealth is available, and a lot of insurance companies are waiving fees to be able to speak with a therapist. So if you are feeling like you need to have someone to talk to outside of your family members and or friends, that you can find a therapist who will sit and talk with you on FaceTime, on a Zoom call. They are there, and they are there to help, and they realize how scary and stressful and anxiety-provoking these times are. So I know that not everybody will have the access to that, but if you do have the access to that and you do feel like it's important that you talk to somebody about how you're feeling, please do it. Or just try and reach out to somebody. I don't want people to feel like they're alone during this time, and I know that this can be extremely isolating because I'm feeling it too. And I just want, at the end of the day, I just want people to be taking care of themselves in all the aspects that they need to. And it's hard. It's hard some days. Some days you're just gonna have a shit day, and other days you're gonna have a better day. But if the importance of talking about these things and working through our feelings and working through our emotions is just so crucial to our overall health in general. And I just find myself just wanting that so badly for everybody right now because I know how hard it is. And I also think that we have this mindset that, okay, we can't go anywhere. There's nothing to do. I'm so bored. I have to sit on my phone. But I also think that from there, we could stop and we could realize, okay, that's what I'm used to doing. That's a habit that I've been doing. What is a new habit that I could create? What's something that I could do for myself that's different than what I usually do? And I'm not saying you have to start doing something new, but if you feel inclined to do so, by all means, go ahead and do so. Whether it is spending more time meditating or doing yoga, which a lot of fitness professionals are offering. They're offering at-home workouts, they're offering IGTV videos, and then even small businesses and studios are still offering these classes that you can tune into live and be a part of, which I think is really cool. And I think it's made a lot of people realize that they can do a lot of things virtually, which could also make an impact in terms of how much you're working outside of the home. If you feel like you need to spend more time at home once this is lifted, it could be a game changer for that. So I think that's one of the things that this virus has shown us, is that you can do a lot of things virtually, which a lot of people didn't realize, and or companies didn't realize that they could do. Now they're seeing that you can still virtually do things from home, and that's pretty friggin' awesome. But back to what I was saying, if you have things that you want to be doing, whether it could be something as simple as deep cleaning your closet or your reorganizing your pantry, or journaling more, or reading more, or painting more, singing more, learning a new language, whatever it is, whatever you feel like you should be doing for yourself, whatever feels best for you and your body and your family, that is what I want you to do. I don't want there to be this pressure to, okay, you have to lose weight while you're home in quarantine because you have all this time to work out. Okay, well, you also have time to do other things. So if you want to do those other things, that's what you should be doing. So basically, my main message is that finding a balance for what works for you and your lifestyle during this time is so important. Because comparing ourselves to other people, which, believe me, I get it. I've gotten caught up in the comparison trap, and I've spent a lot of time talking to people about it. Comparing yourself to other people or other families isn't going to get us anywhere. It's just going to cause more stress, anxiety, or sadness, or jealousy. So I think that looking at what the silver linings are from this entire situation, and remembering that every single person is different, and people don't have to do something the way that you do something. They can do something differently, because I've said it before and I've said it again, we are all different. Every single person on this planet is different. And if we were all the same, everything would be so freaking boring. So don't try and make somebody do things because you think that they should be doing them. If you have ideas and you think that they might like doing them, then by all means, just tell them, hey, this is what I've been doing. And then if they seem like they're interested, then they'll probably do it on their own, or they'll find something to do that's similar, or they'll do something completely different. So at the end of the day, I just want people to know that this is new territory for all of us. It is scary, it is stressful, it is anxiety provoking, and I'm sorry that we are all going through this right now. I'm sending every single one of you a virtual hug. If I could hug you in real life, I would. And when I get to hug you after this quarantine is up, over, lifted, whatever, I know that I will cherish that so much more than I already did before, because it's honestly, not being able to see the people that you love is hard. And the other thing that I wanted to make note of and mention that I feel like is very important is we need to be thanking all of the people that are still out working amongst all of this chaos. All of the people who are working in hospitals, so doctors, nurses, janitorial staff, all the people that are working in pharmacies, all the people that are working in grocery stores, all the people that are working in restaurants. We need to be thankful that they are doing these things. We need to be thanking them. We need to be telling them, thank you for what you're doing. Oh, and the post office, all the people who are delivering mail. I saw a mailman yesterday, and I said, thank you so much for what you're doing right now. And it's just, we have to be mindful of that. And also, if you do have the ability to do so, try to support small businesses during this time, because small businesses are being severely, severely impacted by this. And I mean, almost every business is being impacted by this, but we really need to support the small businesses that we love in order to keep them going. So if you are able to do so, please do so. They will forever, forever appreciate it. They already appreciated your support beforehand, before all of this, but if you can continue to do so in this, even in the smallest ways during this time, they will forever be grateful for that. So it could be something as small as buying a gift card or sending someone food from a local restaurant or leaving them a review or talking about the products that you use of theirs on any platform, whether it's an email or Facebook or Instagram. Just sharing the products and what you use them for and talking about them and how awesome they are. It's just, it's everything right now. So I think that we could all be mindful of the fact that we need to be supporting each other, which I've seen a ton of support and people being there for each other. And I'm loving that so much. And I just want to keep that going. And I know that it's hard to keep that going when we've been sitting here for almost a month in our homes. So I just wanted, those are the things I wanted to say. I'm sorry if it came off as rambling. I just had so many things that I wanted to touch on today. And sometimes I find that when I am sitting talking on a podcast, I can just go off on a tangent about things. So that's kind of just how my mind works sometimes. But I just wanted to send you all a hug, tell you all that you are not alone, tell you all that it is going to be okay. We just have to get through this and support one another and support ourselves and just pay attention to what we're doing and how our bodies feel on a daily basis, because it's important in general, let alone during a time like this. So thank you for listening to this week's episode. It is a different episode, and let me know what you think about solo episodes, if you enjoy them, or if you enjoy episodes with guests, or if you have any questions or people you want to hear on the podcast. Please, please, please reach out to me, whether it's a DM, whether it's an email. I am here. My Instagram is, well, my personal one is Healthy Balanced Birth, and the podcast is HBB8B Podcast. So either one of those, reach out. I am here. I am open to talking about a variety of subjects, as you guys know, particularly focused on making sure that people are getting what they are looking for out of this podcast, finding the resources that they need and or want. So let me know. I'm here, and I am excited to release the upcoming episodes that I have planned, because I recorded 3 episodes last week with a couple different people, and they were awesome, and you guys are going to love them. So I will talk to you all next week. I hope you are all well. I hope you're all staying safe, and that's it. Bye, guys.